I asked, was there any plans to locate a centre of excellence for diabetes patients at Blair County University Hospital? I got everything but that answer. The reality of it is that they haven't got the staff needed to locate a centre of excellence. A lot of the patients now, the waiting lists are getting longer. I said quite clearly that it was totally unacceptable that the people of Donegal, and indeed the North West, were being treated as second-class citizens and were having second-class access to major health services.
And this is a long-running issue, but yet the diabetes patients in Donegal still appear to be left behind, and ultimately it boils down to investment.
Yeah, and they're not working within the remit of the HSE's own model of care. I sat at a meeting almost 2 years ago now with Minister Harris and members of the Diabetes Committee here in Donegal, where promises was made and reassurances were given that the second endocrinologist would be recruited and appointed to Letterkenny University Hospital. And we're finding out now that they have yet to even put in an application or recruitment process for an endocrinologist, and that's just not good enough. The best I got out of CELTA was that they were continuing with a recruitment process and they were hopeful that they would get, and not even an endocrinologist, but somebody lesser. And we all know what happens. We lost the endocrinologist in Sligo University Hospital recently to Limerick because they didn't have the much needed support of our medical staff. We have a growing number of diabetic patients. We have a growing number of children with type 1 diabetic patients here in Donegal, and there's no real plan to meet their needs over the next couple of years.